Hi, and welcome back to the Industry Podcast. We're representing everything about being a Black female artist. I'm your host, Asharda Moore, and I'm here today with my co-host. Tiara Monique, are you here? You're still on mute. If you can hear me, you're on mute. Yay, I
Yes, I'm here. Okay, welcome back, you
Finally.
guys, to another night on the Industry Podcast, where we represent being a Black female independent artist in the entertainment industry. Of course, I'm your host, Asharda Moore, and I'm here with my co-host.
Yep, it's your girl, Your Highness Tiara Monique.
And
And
tonight's topic. Oh, go ahead. Oh, did you start? Well, okay. Well, tonight's topic is about artist management. So why don't you go ahead, Tiara? I know you have a lot to say for sure about this. Why don't you go ahead and give your 2 cents, 10 cents,
About
25.
artists. dollar bill, y'all. Okay. So, this is what I'll say about representation and management when it comes to being a Black female independent artist. And it's so ironic that we're having this topic and that this is the discussion because I just had this conversation with a buddy of mine. This was maybe like a few weeks ago. He's out in Cali. And long story short, he was asking for my advice because he wanted to gain an artist's perspective about what they needed from a manager because he was looking to manage, his cousin. And of course, they wanted me to feature on a track because I'm amazing. But anyway.
Of course.
That's why he asked me about it, just to kind of like gain some perspective because he wasn't sure if it was a feat that he really wanted to take on, if he was capable of, you know what I'm saying? So when it comes to representation and artist management, what I will say, like I said in that conversation, I truly believe that when it comes to representing or managing a recording artist or, singer, songwriter, rapper, whatever the case may be, especially a Black female. And I mean, you have to really be invested. And I don't just mean like from a financial standpoint. I mean like you have to be invested, like this is your project. Like you have to care about that person's career. That is your sole job, to care about that person's career, where it's going, how to push it along, the ideas that go with it, the business behind that. And with that means you also have to understand the person that you're working with or that you're dealing with. And that can vary in a lot of different situations, and as far as like the dynamic of the relationship that you have with that person, the compatibility you have with that person, the rapport you have with that person. Because at the end of the day, somebody can easily say that all day they want to see you be successful, help you, manage you. But the outcome of that desire can turn out to be very different in the best of ways and the most opposite of ways. So, how we were talking about networking and socializing, it's kind of like, expanding from that point, when you come into that realm and the people that you connect with. And so, to go further into that, what I was saying when it comes to being a Black female independent artist, not only do you have to consider those things, but I know for us specifically as a demographic, you have to consider the perspective and the what's the word I want to use? I guess you could say, like, how life is for us. You have to see things from our point of view, because the life of a Black female, especially in America, regardless of what you're doing, is already different from everybody else. And I'm not saying that to say it's more or less than somebody else's experience. I'm just saying that it is different. And then when you throw in the fact of being an independent artist and you're placing your career in the hands of another person, no matter who it may be, who's representing you, whatever, that plays a part too, because our experiences are completely different. And I think it's very important for whoever that person is to also understand that they have to be our first line of defense. They have to be the protector in the situation, whether it's a man or a woman, because they're technically one of the closest people to us outside of your family. If you do have a manager or you have somebody representing you. And of course, if you don't have someone that's representing you, well, you're by yourself in a lot of shit, excuse my French, but you're representing yourself, you're managing yourself, you're having to do all of the work that doesn't necessarily equate creativity. It does in a sense, because you do have to be creative in the way you approach business, but these are like these are logistical tasks that you have to keep up with. You know what I'm saying? And so the overall point I'm making with that is, when you do have a person or persons or whoever in place that is really taking on that role for you, it has to make a huge difference in what you're doing. And you have to be able to feel like there's forward movement in your career, because if there isn't, then it's like, well, what are you here for? And not to be, not to be mean or rude, it's nothing like that, but it's realistically, if that is not what's happening, like, that
You could be
defeats the
mean and
whole
rude.
purpose of the position.
Look.
That's like, for example, it's like somebody gets hired at Walmart to be a cashier, and when people go to the checkout line, they're just standing there looking at their shit on the conveyor belt and like, okay, well, that you're the cashier, like, bring that
Well, they've remedied that. That's called self-checkout. They
Exactly,
don't
exactly. Like, if I gotta do that, I'm gonna go to self-checout. Yes, I'm going to check out and tune, you know what I'm saying? And I can say that because I've had experiences with different people in different situations. And I do understand in some cases it's not like that. Sometimes some people are really just too busy. Some people have a lot on their plate. Sometimes the timing isn't right. And that doesn't take away from those people, desire to help you. But that's where discernment comes in, and knowing the difference between people that are wasting your time, people that do mean you well, and then the things that you would be better off doing on your own versus finding somebody to help you or knowing the right people to help you with certain things. So, that's how I look at it. That's my take on it so far.
That's your take on it. Okay. And you said a lot of great things, like having that discernment and just kind of knowing. You have to know what's going to be a good fit for you. Getting representation, it's a big step, because you're doing something that's it's an investment in your career.
at the end of the day, because you're hiring a manager is kind of like your first employee for your business as an artist. And it's so important because they're sometimes the even the first face that somebody sees as your representation. So keep that in mind. You know, when you're looking, you know, when you're branding yourself and things like that, keep in mind, like, who do you want representing you out there literally on the streets? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're representing you. So the way that they talk, the way that they present themselves, the way that they dress, you know, who are their other clients, if they have any other clients, how long have they been managing artists, and what successes have they had? So those are the things that I keep in my mind based off of just what I've been able to learn in, you know, in my time. That's some things that have stuck out to me. Like, at the end of the day, a lot of times, in most cases, matter of fact, in all cases that I've entertained having representation in management, I was approached by a manager. And pretty much in, maybe not in all every case, but in the majority of those cases. And, you know, at first, you know, early on, it can be intimidating, especially if you're just starting out, because it's like, you know, you really want somebody to help you and a manager. People are like, oh, you need a manager. Oh, well, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing great things. Oh, you got a lot of potential, blah, or whatever it is. You're getting all this positive feedback. And then, like, the next step is, okay, get a manager. And another thing I would just say is, like, get a manager when you feel like you need one, when you're ready. And because it's a big decision that you're making, and depending on how you set up your business with them, whether it's you know, some of them may have a retainer fee, and most have, you know, value billing, which basically means, you know, they get paid when you get paid. And I think that's what's the most preferred, and I feel like, you know, that's what you should lean towards. But depending on where you are in your career, you may feel like it's that more, you know, depending on that person may be a better fit, and you don't mind paying a retainer. The only thing is with that, if you're not bringing in any money, that can quickly become an issue when you have to pay somebody who's not doing anything for you. So, and then somebody who's going to know they're going to get paid, when you get paid, they're going to be, you know, hopefully a lot more aggressive. So a manager, in essence, is like a salesperson for you. So, you know, how good are they at sales? How good are they at closing deals? And those are the type of questions you should be asking when you're in these meetings with them as well. And don't just, I'm just signing any manager or whatever. Like, do your research on somebody. You know, if you see an artist that's doing well, find out who that manager is. Maybe you might want them to manage you. But then also, you know, depending on somebody's roster, who they gonna put first? So, I mean, you want to make sure that your manager, any representation, they have you in the forefront of their mind and are on the same page with you about the vision that you have for your career. And don't lose sight of your vision. Like, a manager, I think they need to come in and, hey, we have a discussion about my career and the trajectory that I see, and some, you know, visions that I have, and things, ideas that I would like to see, you know, come to pass, and things like that. Okay, how can you make that happen for me as the artist? Because at the end of the day, I'm a client of yours, and I'm hiring you to do a service. And I feel like a lot of times there's a disconnect with managers and what their role actually is. I mean, even for the actual manager, I don't know if they're always sure what they should be doing. Like, this guy, that you knew, you were saying he came to you for your perspective, which I respect that he wanted to get an artist perspective. But my question would be, how long has he been managing artists? And to ask, like, what do you want as an artist? Because at the end of the day, being a managing artist is just like the craft of if you're an actual artist, because you know, read books, watch YouTube videos. There's information out there on what your job description is. If you're already managing an artist and you're unsure about what you're supposed to be doing, bruh, go and do some, you need to do some research. You need to invest in your career. There's groups and all kind of seminars and, you know, conferences where you can go and learn about
there are resources.
There's resources is what I'm saying. And I know like anybody can be a manager. And the thing about and what makes the entertainment industry so dang gone hard to maneuver is that it's one of the most unregulated industries, period. Anybody can get in. There's no prerequisite to pretty much any job description in the quote unquote entertainment industry. Like if I said that's why people's parents can manage them, or you know, your best friend can, anybody can come in and say, I'm a manager. Okay, yeah, but
we've all seen Atlanta.
You know, and I mean look, that's my point is like, okay, when you're but if you want to manage artists, that's awesome, that's great. But be great. You know, if you see a talent that you like, man, I want to see this person grow. Cool, go out there. You have to be good at sales. You have to be good at closing deals. You have to make connections. Who are you connected to that you can pull somebody up, you know, and make them a star? Because that's what everybody's looking for, to be a freaking star, to make some, or at the very least, to make some money, to be, you know, to make a living off of their art. And you are the liaison between, you know, that happening, because you're representing, you're finding opportunities and doing things for them. Like I've heard managers say stuff like, oh yeah, you know, there has to be something to manage this and that. Like if you have raw talent, if you believe in an artist, and I mean, I know everybody's got a different way they're going to do business and what they, you know, and what they can, what bandwidth they have, you know, to deal with different people and where they're at in the stages of their career. So, I mean, I don't want to, so I'm basically, I don't want to take anything away from a manager and saying like, oh, you have to work with people who are just starting out. Like, if you don't want to, that's fine. But a lot of managers I've hear and have come across, they have this mentality of like, oh, we want you to be, you know, well, I would say some want you to be, have done a lot of work already for them, you know, and then, okay, now I can manage what you already have in place. Okay. You know, but, you know, and then some are okay with like, okay, you know, I see you have talent. Let me get you some opportunities. You know, let me get you, if you're just starting out, let me, okay, let's, you know, I know the perfect person for voice lessons. I know the perfect person to get you, you know, in front of right now to just have a meeting and talk to them about, you know, maybe producer, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's figure out your sound, that kind of thing. They have connections where they're okay with you doing that because they know like, okay, we're starting from here. But then some people, again, they want you to be a little bit further along in your career. And I just feel like you're not, I feel like if you're a manager, you have to be hungry, regardless of what type of artist and where they're at in their career. You still have to be hungry and very aggressive when it comes to creating opportunities and making connections for your artists. And again, if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing as artists and what your artists expect, that's a conversation you're supposed to be having with your client.
Mm-hmm. You should have
sat down and had that conversation with your client. Hey, what are your dreams and goals? Okay, and how can I help you make that happen? Again, a manager is my employee. Mm. Or at the very least, my independent contractor. That's why I'm like, don't be nervous going into these meetings and stuff. And I know some managers are, you know, are renowned because they've managed a really big artist. So you like, oh, I want them to take me on as a client. But you know, don't give your power away is my message. Don't give your power away because they're working for you at the end of the day. So you have to be comfortable with that relationship and you have to feel like you're a priority for that person. Because a lot of times if they do have artists that are really, really successful, that's going to overshadow your career. If you know, have been independent for so long and you're not known and they still have to do, you know, they have to get you these opportunities to build you up to where their other artists are on their roster. So keep all of that stuff in mind. I feel like the best thing is somebody who really believes in you and knows like, hey, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make you a star. That go with that person. And if they're showing, and if they're showing signs that they're not putting you as a priority, drop them. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid.
Man, and you said some great stuff, like a lot. You hit on so many. Listen, you hit on so many points perfectly. So let me go back just a little bit. So first thing, what you said about, you know, whose face people are seeing first, like who is the person, your salesperson, you know, et cetera. Like that is so important. And I can definitely say within my experience, like even people that I have come close to working with in regards to managing me as an artist, like not talking about business or anything like that, like just not my business, but just me as an artist, like I've always considered that first, like, would I want you to be speaking my name in other rooms? Are you, you know, like, do I want, and you know, and I, like I said, I've had several situations, but then, you know, there were times where I feel like I wasn't ready. And there were times where I were ready and it was vice versa. Like when I first had my son, and it was okay. So funny. You know, it's Super Bowl weekend and Rihanna's performing, right? Okay. And they just had a whole interview with her on Apple, and she was saying how, like, you know, she hasn't been on stage in 7 years, and it's kind of like, is she making the right decision because she just had the baby? But it's something about having the baby, you just feel like a superwoman, like you can just do anything. Mm-hmm. And I can vouch for that, because when I had my son, I kid you not, like months hadn't even went past. Like I was ready to go. Like I need mm-hmm. to be on the stage. I need, you know what I'm saying? And I was mm-hmm. still with my child, but I did have that mindset. So fast forward, I had that desire, but I technically wasn't ready, because the person that was ready to manage me, who I would still love to work with to this day, and she was actually another Black woman, great connections, went to HBCU just like I did. But I, you know, I was just so new in the game, like I wasn't accustomed to what she was putting in front of me. And not only that, I couldn't really take full advantage of it, because she was setting up like different opportunities for me. But at the same time, because I was a new mother, even though I had the mind and the willpower to do it, my circumstances did not allot for that. So mm-hmm. it didn't go as far as it could, when she probably could have done who knows how many wonders for me. And I appreciate the stuff that she has done to this day. So I do believe that's very important, because like you said, this is like your first employee, and it is important, I feel like, for them to be able to have that vision of how to expand you, how to make you, you know, the megastar that they already know you are, and have the world recognize it. Because I know that I'm a megastar. Now I need the right person to tell everybody else in the world, because they don't know yet. You know, right. That's just what it is. You
I'm
know,
glad you
and
said megastar. Yeah, that's yeah. I'm gonna use that one. Megastar, megastar, a megastar. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Worldwide megastar. Yes, ma'am. And you know, and that's another thing too, because it should be the focus. Like that should be the goal, because obviously we all want this to continue to be our bread and butter, and not only be our bread and butter, but you know, we got a whole fucking bakery, excuse my French, but that's what I'm saying. Like that's what we want. And it does come down to the approach. And I think you touched on that too. Like the way that a person that's going to represent you or manage you, the way they approach your artistry is very important. You know, do they have those expansive ideas about what type of shows, what type of merchandise, who you should collab with, what song you should do, how you should promote yourself, and et cetera, et cetera? Or are you having to micromanage the person that's supposed to be managing you? Because I've had those situations. Like, yeah, I've come across people that, yes, I wouldn't mind them being the face to speak on behalf of my artistry and my brand, but what I'm not going to do is micromanage somebody that's supposed to be a manager. Like, that makes no sense to me. That's counterproductive. And it comes down to what you said, like, you know, in a lot of cases, those people didn't really know how to make me a priority, or that wasn't a desire of theirs to begin with, because In my mind, it's like, I know that you see that I'm a megastar. You know that. And you just want to hold on to that, but you're not putting in any type of work to help, what's the word I'm looking, develop that. And I don't even want to say develop, but you know what I'm saying? Like from a managing aspect, you're not developing that. You're not nurturing that. That's the word I wanted to use. You're not nurturing that artistry within me. And I feel like if a person that wants to be that, fill in that role, you know what I mean? And they're not making it a priority, or they're not having that expansive approach, or you're having to micromanage, like it makes it kind of daunting on an artist, from my personal experience, especially being a Black female, because not only are we having to deal with that, but we're also having to deal with the fact if we're a mother or not, how we have to get through certain doors just because we are women or because we're Black, you know what I mean? So it's important, that point I made earlier, they have to be that protective space too for your artistry and not contribute to any type of stress, any type of uncertainty. And that's a huge thing too. The last thing we want to do, because how you said, this industry, it can be so unregulated. The last thing you want to do is walk around with uncertainty and no direction in an unregulated industry. That's not going to work. It's not going to work for anyone.
Oh my
You feel
goodness.
me? Like,
I mean,
what? Who
you
does
made
that?
so many great points. The micromanaging, I mean, that's a no-go. If I'm telling you everything that you need to be doing, yeah, I'm dropping you. That's what's gonna happen. I'm not going to even, I'm only one or two tweaks. After that, I'm gonna be like, you know what? This not working out. I'm gonna give
Because
you a
I
wash
mean,
your
I
paper.
can say I've had. Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
I mean, I could speak, but if you still have something to say, go ahead.
Well, all I was gonna say is like, in those experiences, like it's not to just speak totally negative because I've had a lot of positive experiences from those. They just didn't last because of what I just mentioned. Because like I said, I remember being set up to headline my own show. I being set up to perform around people that are involved with like BET or MTV or being around or being involved in places to where I'm in these different venue settings or club settings to where I'm rubbing elbows and shaking hands with the owners and with the promoters and with different, I guess you could say, celebrities or known artists that are coming into the doors, having my little cameos here and there, being in these different studio settings, so I've had these experiences, but all in all, it's like, how much did I have to do to obtain these experiences and put myself in the right place at the right time versus these opportunities being presented to me? Like, okay, this is going on, that's going on. We got this, that, and that. All right, we're gonna try to get, you know what I'm saying? Like having that rolled out for me. Like, I don't want to have to think about that stuff. What I want to think about is the tune that's in my head and writing that down and recording that. And then, because I don't get me wrong, I love the creative process. I love being a part of the strategy. I love being a part of, coming up with the ideas that contribute to what they call our rollout plan or our promotion, our marketing performances. I love being a part of all of that stuff. I'll even spearhead some ideas if they come to me, but do I want to manage that necessarily? No, I want to be my artist because I already have my own business that I manage. And I'm so grateful to just be able to delegate and finally hire people for that stuff that's totally separate. So when it comes to me, it's like I just got rid of all of that. I don't want to have to come back and do it in the realm that I'm very passionate and motivated within, So now, I mean, that's what I will say on that. And then also with that, like we mentioned before, the whole femininity aspect, like sometimes I really think that, not in all cases, but sometimes I really think sometimes, well, I just said that over and over. I do think that at
You
times,
did.
people get, I do think that people do get caught up in the fact that we are Black women, and I'm trying
we're
to
so
say
awesome
this
and cool. What are you trying to say? We're the best.
Okay, I'll put it like this. It's like Black women are awesome. We are cool. Yeah, like, who does not want to be around us and be involved in what we're doing? You get what I mean? So yeah. I feel like in a lot of cases that plays a part in it too, because it's like, I know with my experiences, like, I'm always the fun, cool girl to be around. I like being that because I like being personable and I like socializing with people and I like leaving great impressions because that is the core of my being. Like, I am my authentic self through and through, you know what I'm saying? From the highs to the lows. So with that, if it draws people in, like, that's great. But I think sometimes in some cases, some people get drawn into that to where they may be fishing for a way to stay within that proximity of my energy without even knowing how to help progress me in any type of way. Mm-hmm. You get what I mean? Like, that's what I'm trying to convey.
I know exactly what you mean. And okay. Yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna circle back around to that.
You had to take that in. I see.
I'm gonna circle back around to that. I'm gonna hit on my points and then I'm gonna circle back around to that because that's a point that I didn't think I was gonna hit on, but you did, so I'm gonna circle back around to that. We're gonna address that. First, I just want to say, yeah, we already got the micromanaging out the way. That's a no-go. The artist should be able to just focus on art. A manager is doing their job if an artist can just focus on that.
Yeah.
If you are micromanaging and you feel like you have all this stuff on your shoulders, I would say you need to have a strong talk with your manager and figure out how to delegate these other tasks, because maybe it's hiring, maybe it's you need a personal assistant now, maybe it's you need, you know, somebody to do some, you know what I mean, you need more people in your team, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's, again, a lot of people that are managers, they just don't have, they may not have as much experience as they need to have. Some of them do. I've had some managers that had some experience that was, you know, quite long. But, you know, it's a service-based business. And I feel like a lot of managers don't operate as realizing that you're providing a service. And your client has to be satisfied with your service. And if not, you're not doing your job. And, you know, that's why it's so important as an artist, study what it is to be a manager. You know what it is, so you know when a manager is doing a job and when they're not. So you're not bamboozled, because we've also heard stories about managers who've taken advantage, who've taken money, who've made deals, you know what I mean? So you have to, you know, you have to educate yourself on what a manager is supposed to do, what their, you know, how much they're supposed to be getting paid, all that type of stuff. What's the standard? So you're not taking advantage, being taken advantage of in any way, especially if it's your first time going out and signing any type of agreement with a manager. So protect yourself. They're there to protect you, but make sure you protect yourself from them when you first begin it. Because there's some shady people out there.
And right.
But I'm so blessed that, you know, I've never been personally taken advantage of any managers or anything like that. But I definitely educate myself. Whenever I don't know something, I'm like, you know what, let me pull out some information. Let me Google some stuff. Let me watch some YouTube. Let me read this book. Let me, you know, like, study this part that I'm unsure about. Because, you know, because there's a lot of egos, you know, and there's just a lot of egos. And you have to make sure that
you have to make sure you're protecting yourself at every level. Even when it comes to signing with management, it sounds very, you know, it sounds very sexy. Like, oh, I haven't met, you know, yeah, that's great. But make sure that you're signing the right deal and that they're working for you. That, again, this is a service. They're providing a service to you. A manager, being a artist manager is a service-based business. And I don't feel like it's operated like that. The way that managers approach a business that I've seen in the past, you know, artists like, wow. And presently, you know, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're not acting like it's more like a lot of times they have this approach of like, you need me, I don't need you. And
yeah,
it's like, okay, if I'm, if when I eat, you eat, like, so yeah, you get a percentage of the income that you bring to me, that, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, but yeah. And then there's another thing, like being, you touched on about your childcare and stuff. And that's something, one time I had a manager, potential manager, say like, oh, well, who's going to watch your kids? And I take offense to that. And I probably shouldn't, because I shouldn't take offense to any stuff that people say. But I haven't thought about that in a while, but at that time, I did take offense to it, because I felt like, you're asking me this because I'm a woman, and that particular manager was a male. And but then when you said something about childcare, you know, like, okay, if you know you're going to be dealing with, it's plenty of people, men and women, who have children in the entertainment industry. And I felt for years, just across the board as women, we're always like, well, you know, we're the most of the time the caregivers and stuff, and we're the ones who ultimately the children, child rearing fall on. So I get that. So, you know, but as a manager, it's like, why wouldn't you just have like some day, you know, like some nanny services that you have, you know, on call.
Some suggestions.
Why wouldn't you just have that instead of asking me who gonna watch my kids? Because I mean, I have nanny services, and you know, it's all kind of apps and different nanny service, any city you go to, you can just type in nanny services in, you know, Charlotte, nanny services in New York, nanny services in Blue, you know, and yeah, you can find your trusted ones that, like, you can vet them and, you know, talk to them to get their rates and stuff. Have that in your arsenal. Hey, yeah, look, and you know, I don't understand that. Like, if you're, that's, I'm like, a manager is like, solve problems, have solutions, not problems. Don't come to me with problems. Come to me with solutions.
Yes.
You're not my manager. Yes. Long story short, that wasn't my manager. I decided that we weren't a good match.
You know what? That is so like, interesting, because
go ahead.
You do need solutions. Solve the problem.
You know, like, I don't get why it's like, you know, it's plenty of women walking in here who not in here, but you know, just so to speak, walking in here. That was just like, there's just one place that these managers are. But there's plenty of women that are artists, and there's plenty of women who don't even start off as being having children or being pregnant. But I mean, Rihanna, one of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, she had a baby, and now, okay, somebody's helping her with that, and she's probably figured that out on her own or whatever, and she's not looking to her, but everybody's situation is different. And
yeah,
again, you know, you have to treat your client, look at it like, you know, raising children. Like, okay, every child needs something different at different times. Like, if you just had an infant, okay, well, they're on the bottle or they're being breastfed. Okay, but if you have a toddler, they can eat, you know, obviously solid foods, but they eat, you know, less, they can't eat spicy food, but they can eat kind of like bland, you know, kid food, chicken nuggets and fries. Okay,
right.
Cool.
You got to get them all the way to their freshman year.
You know, like, I just feel like, you know, learn what your client's needs are. I feel like this is like a tutorial for managers, because I'm just like, if I can do your job better than you, you're not my manager. I don't, I'm not gonna, I'm not,
And
I
that's
don't
with
hire anybody
anything,
from my
though.
team. I don't hire anybody from my team that's not as good as or better than me, period. Because you're a waste of money and time if you're not. If I have to micromanage you, we're losing
you
money
said that
by
with
me
your
training
chest.
You. If I gotta train you to be my manager, you're not my manager.
Yeah.
I don't know who manager you are, but you're definitely not mine. Like, I'm so done with this. I'm done with we talking around it.
But
really,
right.
A lot of managers aren't that great. Like, a lot of people are just not that good at, and you know, and then okay, managers are, I feel like, know who your client is, because not every manager manages the same type of artist and stuff too. Like, they know who you work best with. And I feel like because it is a male dominated, a lot, and there are mostly male, what is it called? What are we talking about? Managers.
Executives?
Yeah, man, I was saying managers, like just okay. Regular manager. Not executive. And executive too. But
we didn't even get, we're not
yeah,
even
we didn't even go get into executive. But anyway, but a lot of the men, it's like, okay, managing, I feel like, you know, it's just, you just have to have different approaches for different artists. And you know, as the artist, just remain in control of the narrative, even when you have management, or when you're looking to find management and to hire management, remain in control of that, and know what you want, and know what you need out of a manager. And again, if they're, you know, they have to provide those things for you and iron it out before you really even do any kind of business. Like, hey, this is my expectations, and this is what I want to see happen, and this is our goals, and this, you know, and let's start knocking these things out. And then to hit on what you were saying, it sounds like you were talking around it, but it sounds like there's an issue with, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like, you know, being men sometimes not being professional when it
women
comes
too.
To being a manager, and women, and women too, like, it's just, man, I don't know. I just feel
people want to use you, or
yeah,
just be
just
in the mix.
You. Yeah,
it's just,
and
what
it's
it
like
is.
if you don't know how to lead, don't become a manager. If you don't know where you're leading your artist to, don't manage them.
Yeah, and you know what I will say too, because it's like, you know, I personally don't expect everyone to be perfect. However, I think there is a difference when, you know, people are actively learning. Like you said, you have to educate yourself, you know, gather your resources, learn what you can. And especially, and that's in anything that you do. Like, I can't even fathom the different ways I've educated myself over these years in different realms. And because somehow it was like an intricate part of what I was doing, it was beneficial, what have you. Like, so it does make a difference, because like you said earlier, you know, if this is the person or somebody that you're working with, obviously, you know, you want to work smart and not hard, and it should equate to some type of compensation or some type of value. And if the person that's supposed to be helping expand you as an artist doesn't have that same focus, and it's anything but that, it's like, what? And then, like you said, communicating is very important too, like having an understanding of what the goal is, and how you guys work together, etc. Because that's kind of where I am in my process. I'm at the point of just making sure that I know how to effectively communicate what I see for myself, what I want for myself, and taking in, you know, the direction that's given to me where necessary and applicable. Because I'm at the point now, because what we said, you know, just not wanting to be around people that just want to be in the mix, want to use you, have no good intent, or it's just ill will. Like, it's pushed me as a Black female independent artist. It's really pushed me to intentionally, I guess you could say, place myself around people on my own just to avoid having like that type of feeling. And I guess I'm saying that the best way, like I choose who I want to involve myself with. That's mm-hmm. the best way I can put it. So it's like at this point in time with me fine tuning my communication and picking and choosing, it's like, if I decide I want to be, especially within this industry, just talking about the industry, not personal, social, but just within this industry, if I'm deciding that I want to work with you, do anything on that level with you in regards to my career and my profession and where I'm going, like, I literally chose you because I've been through all of the shenanigans. So it's like... I'm doing my best to make sure that I'm intentional with selecting those people that I don't have to have those thoughts about. I don't have to worry about that stuff. I don't have to feel like, you know, what I'm doing or what we're working on is not a priority. You know, like even for example, like even with us doing this podcast, like I know, for example, I wouldn't agree to do it with you if I didn't think that I could actually have room to make it a priority. And I feel like I'm not expecting everybody to think like me, but what I will say is like, if I'm capable of doing something as a human, any human is capable of doing it because we're all humans. And I don't know. Maybe I said that weird. I don't know, but shit.
Yeah. It's not weird. I get exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
It's a choice.
Yeah. You're right.
It's a choice. And like, you know, like I brought up Atlanta, like, you know, with with Daddy, you know, with damn name or whatever, Glover. What, so he desired to manage his cousin so badly, and he had the idea, but he didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you get situations like that too. It's like, man, somebody couldn't desire, and they really do have all the best intentions for you, but they still gotta learn. And so you, as an artist, I feel like you have to decide what level of learning you're at or what level of patience you have to allow a person to learn with you or use you as their learning subject. You get what I mean? And sometimes that does work with people, because a show that I was a fan of that's not on anymore is Star. I love that show. Love Queen Latifah. And I admired that show so much because it literally epitomized what we meant about what management and representation should be, because oh my word, like,
yeah, I never watched lines, that.
Let me just put it like this without giving anything away, if anybody has not ever watched it. Now, of course, it's not on anymore.
I don't mind if you give it away, though. That's fine. You can give it away. But I mean, for the audience, but I'm just saying, like, you, but for me, I don't mind.
The circumstances, I was just gonna put, like, the circumstances and the situations they were placed in, it was like people were always backed into a corner, and yet and still, like, Queen Latifah, she was one of the people that looked out for them, like, for managing them, had their back, and some other people did too. But it's like, even with those circumstances, them being backed in a corner, like, they put their brain power together and they figured it the fuck out. They figured it out. They found a way. I'm talking about, I've never seen
solutions.
I'm talking about, and it reminds me of that show, like, this has nothing to do with it, but for those that watch Power, like, you see these situations where people are backed into a corner. Like, my boy Tyree had to come up with so much money or he was going to jail. He needed a lawyer. And my man's, I don't know how he finessed it. I don't even remember the episode. But the same thing, like, in Star, like, they finessed all these ideas and concepts to get the job done, to come up with the solution, to solve the problem, just so they can get to the next MFing goal. And it's just like, we have the same capabilities. The only difference is that's not my job. If I want to give insight on it, if I want to give my two cents, I have the right to do that because, again, I know who I am as an artist, as a person, what I represent within my own artistry and brand. However, that's what you are supposed to have, that brain. And what you said earlier, because I didn't want to, the reason I said it's not just men, the reason I said women too, because And again, this goes back to the networking and socializing, like really having discernment and having the right people. On the men's side, yeah, you know, it's, we'll just say it can be unprofessional, okay? And again, that's why I say I pick and choose who I put myself around. But then also on the women's side, there are some women that really do come in, and I think this is just a level of maturity. They may come in, you know, and see other women, and it's, I don't want to say the mean girl mentality, that's not where I want to go with it, but what I will say, it's almost like getting close enough and seeing things in their transparency so they can decipher, you know, your level of, what's the word I'm looking for? Let me rephrase this differently.
Okay.
Like, there are some women that may come around. I'm not saying it's all of them. So hold on to all the men and women that do mean you well, because even though it's a smaller group, that does make a difference. But the point I'm making, there are women that come around and they really just want to be there for the show and have no good intention towards you. It's just to either say that they were there, or if everything goes to shit, I knew it, I was there. You know what I'm saying? Like, And you don't want that either. And when it comes to the management aspect of it, I say that because that can sometimes influence those types of relationships too, okay? Because let's say, for example, let's say there is somebody that you want to work with, right? Or somebody that wants to work with you. And let's say there are other people or third parties in the midst of it that fall into one of those categories that are not so favorable. That can influence a relationship. And now other people may have thoughts in their head about you, and that reflects on the dynamic of the relationship and the work ethic behind it. So, unregulated, right?
Yeah, that goes back to me. And that's exactly what was in my head. I was just thinking like, yeah, it's just I swear that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, yeah, and then back to it again. No regulation, nobody is overseeing this. Anything can be said and done, and you know, it's just,
it's a free for all.
Yeah, and that's why representation is important, because you do need that added layer of protection when you're out here and you representing yourself, you know, out of necessity, you know. And you don't need to have representation for you to get opportunities and for you to even you know, necessarily be successful. And it depends on what your goals are and, you know, where you're at in your career and stuff. But yeah, and I feel like too, when you're always representing yourself, whether you have representation or not, You're always representing yourself. You always have power to put yourself in positions and places for you to, you know, to benefit from it and for you to have opportunities. So, you know, as you having a manager looking for connections for you or having resources for you, you know, always be doing that for yourself too, and be making sure that you're getting new contacts and keeping in contact with people on a personal level. Because that your manager may not always be your manager, you know, so any opportunities and stuff, like, don't take that stuff for granted. You know, if I just had some closing words. And then when it comes to representing yourself, you know, represent yourself like you would want your manager to represent you, you know. Be smart, be savvy, speak up for yourself, learn. And then that's, again, you know, learn about artist management. If you don't have representation or it's been difficult for you to find the right connection for that, learn as much as you can about it and apply it to your career, you know. And then also when you do get the right match, you'll know exactly what their job description is, what your expectations are, what they should be doing, and it's going to be a lot more seamless process for you as the artist. And make sure that they're taking something off your plate. If you feel like you micromanaging, it's again a no-go.
And that's a great point that you made. You know what I would say with my final words on that too is just the simple fact of, like, nowadays, like you said, you have to represent yourself. You have to be your first line of defense regardless, even if you have someone in place, having your own legal protection and publishing, and I would even throw licensing in there as well. But the point I'm making is that nowadays, with technology in itself, it's almost, being streamlined to where you're cutting out this middleman. Like, for example, one of the popular distributing platforms called United Masters, they're gaining a lot of popularity, even more so now because of a recent merger that they did, or collaboration that they did. I can't recall who it was with, but their whole premise is that they're making it more accessible for independent artists to place and license their music with major brands like, 2K, or what is it called? The NBA game? Is that what I'm saying? The games, the game platform.
PlayStation game,
Yeah,
the
like the
PlayStation game,
gaming platform.
yeah, it's like 2K or whatever, yeah, something like
With
that.
Nike, yeah, like stuff like Nike, major brands like that. And I feel so bad because I actually video games, I messed that up. But anyway, that's the point I'm making. Like, technology is making it to where you don't even really need the middleman because the opportunities are like literally at your fingers. But again, that just goes back to, like you said, educating yourself, knowing what to do, and just an experience.
Exactly. I'm
It's an
done.
experience, but I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm gonna leave it at that. To each his own. To each his own. But yeah, I guess that's all we got for today. It's time for us to wrap it on up. You said your final words, I said mine. So y'all catch us on the next one, y'all. Next Thursday, same time, same place. And we'll go from there. Okay, y'all. So again, this is me, your girl, your highness, Tiara Monique, along with my co-host here.
Shard and more.
Absolutely. And we'll hit you guys later. Peace out.